In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to us a spirit of silence, so that we may be attentive to the voice of your only begotten Son, who speaks eloquently and gently to the soul. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the great problems, I believe, in our society today is the fact that we constantly fill everything with sound. Or we are constantly attracted to something that we can play, or a game, or music, or things, or computers and gadgets. And this is a tremendous danger. Because first of all, we're not really experiencing anything. They're all pseudo-experiences. In fact, I sat once in a room, and there were two people talking to each other on their phones by texting, and yet they were sitting right next to each other. And there was no rule of silence. They could have easily turned to each other and spoken. The problem is these material things have the possibility of making us less human. You see, as human beings, we need that contact with each other. And this is one of the big problems in our society. Parents don't speak to their kids. They don't even speak to each other sometimes. And so what's happening is we're becoming an alienated society, alienated against each other. We walk the streets and we've got earbuds and we can't hear anything. People are driving in their car with music so loud that you know they're going to be deaf by the time they're 45. And we're walking around in a world alone. And yet, there is a natural desire within each and every one of us to have human contact. That's what love is all about. I believe that these things can be very, very good. There's no question about it. Anybody who goes the extreme, kind of crazy if you ask me. Oh, get rid of all the electronic gizmos. Well, that's just not smart. But to use them with wisdom, to recognize that they are not to control us. We cannot be slaves to anything. We aren't slaves to other people. We should not be slaves to our country, our government. And we should not be slaves to gadgets and things that steal our time. Every minute of our lives that we pass playing something that does not bring us or lift us up is lost forever. You know, they used to tell us when we were kids that we should surround ourselves with those who can raise us to a higher level. So you look for people who are more intelligent or who have gifts so that you can learn and you can grow. Place your love on that which is above you so that very love itself will raise you up. But in our society, we don't have any opportunities anymore. We think that just by going to Mass one day out of the week or going to church or services is enough to fulfill the human heart, but it really can't. It has to be a springboard into life, not a replacement for it. And so in our society, we have to get our heart back. We have to stop thinking that these pseudo-experiences truly educate us about life. Because in reality, they steal life away from us. And then we live in a society where life means nothing anymore. And if you look around you, you can see that that's true. Abortion, we don't even think about it anymore. Millions upon millions and millions and millions and millions of lives lost. Every day, thousands of children are dying at the hands of their own mothers. And we think nothing of it anymore. We'd rather save a tree or stop vivisection or stop anything else, but, oh, don't mention a child in the womb. And I think it's because we have become inhuman. It's the only way we can describe it. We're no longer living as human beings. We've almost tried to become like the machines that we've fallen in love with. Because I'll tell you something, we become exactly like what we love. If we love food, we become like food. If we love things, we become like things. If we love money, we become just as dead and insensitive and as greedy as the thing that we love. But who are we to love now? We turn to each other and we We barely get a response because they're so steeped into their video game or their phone or their texting that we can't even have a full conversation anymore. Is love lost? Is human love doomed? Far from it. For we have the perfect love. It's almost like maybe we have to hit rock bottom like an alcoholic or a drug addict before we all of a sudden wake up and we realize how much we're missing of life. Maybe that's when Christ will become something so powerful in the life of a person. Because maybe when they realize what they've lost, when society looks around and recognizes the beauty that has been extinguished in their lives, and they'll grope in the darkness and reach for something that will give them hope again, real hope, true hope, divine hope, hope that is founded on something honest and true, not just another lie or another promise that can't be fulfilled except for through greed and lust and anger and manipulation and law. We'll look for true hope. Hope that is founded on love, living love, divine love, perfect love, pure love, selfless love. Once we redefine love, then all of those things that we seek in our lives will come to us. The true things that we seek will come to us. For you can have all the things in the world, and what are they? We're all someday going to drop dead, and we're going to have to leave them all behind. And I'll tell you this, nothing you own, nothing that you have makes you any better or any less than anyone else. That's a sad thing, you know, when people, they judge themselves on how much they have or the things that surround them on their house or their car. They think they're hot stuff because they're driving a Ferrari or driving a nice, fast car. Or they're living in a beautiful mansion or they're wearing the best clothes. You know, this is the problem. If that's the way you judge your success in your life, then you've already died. Then there is no hope. If hope is founded on things that surround you and how much you have that makes you who you are, then all hope is lost. But you see, for those who love and believe in love incarnate, which is the God-made man, those who truly embrace Christ Jesus as Lord and God, Savior of mankind, it is those who rise from the ashes of their sins and their lust and their greed and their envy and their hate and their selfishness. They rise above it all and then can go back into the world, seeing it for what it really is, a means to loving, not the object of love. God bless you.